Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a couple minutes, we will play two audio clips, one that you may have heard before, the second you have never heard, and the second will be from a national Christian ministry. And I think you might be surprised or shocked. The people we have played this for just in the past hour have expressed that they were startled that such misinformation could be given out from a national ministry regarding the partial birth abortion ban. I think you'd be surprised. But first, we have friends of this program. They're grandparents, and they told us about their grandchild. And I just want to relate the story to you as a warning for you, your friends, your grandkids. A Denver boy, their grandson, joined a co-ed basketball team last summer. That's no big deal, right? It was a Parks and Recreation co-ed basketball team. Well, he's a 15-year-old boy. And personally, for me, I don't like that too much. For teenagers in a contact sport like basketball to play co-ed, I don't think it's wise. At any rate, there was a girl on the team that he liked, and his parents agreed. You know, they're 15 years old, and he's so cute, and she's cute. The parents agreed to take the two of them out on a date. Well, his Christian grandparents were unhappy with the whole situation, but hey, they're out of touch with reality, right? They're old-fashioned. They're not in touch. Well, 2 weeks ago, their baby was born. Not the grandparents' baby. No, not the parents' baby. But the 15-year-old boy, and yes, he's still only 15 years old and playing high school sports, and his girlfriend, they just had a baby. And he's hardly more than a baby himself, at least in his emotional and mental development. But the Christian grandparents, oh, they're, what are they? They're prudes. They're out of touch. They're old-fashioned. They're out of date. Now we have two kids raising a baby. And who knows? There might be a second baby. You know, why not? Because grandma and grandpa are out of touch. So surely their wisdom and counsel can't help the situation. Well, if they're old-fashioned, grandma and grandpa, give me that old-fashioned religion. It was good enough for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me and my kids and my grandkids. And let the world have its immorality and foolishness. And we will teach biblical morality and wisdom. Okay. All right. We played a clip last week, an audio clip, from the Reverend Rob Shank. And he appeared the day the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the partial birth abortion ruling. And he was on Pro-Life News TV and National Pro-Life Radio. And a lot of people haven't heard of those pro-life media outlets, but they're out there. And by the way, Shank, how is that spelled? S-C-H-E-N-C-K. And so now we will hear Rob Shank interviewed by National Pro-Life Radio and Pro-Life News TV. And then we'll hear an audio clip from a much larger national Christian ministry. Let's hear the first clip.
This is Peter with ProLifeNews.tv and NationalProLifeRadio.net, and I'm standing in front of the Supreme Court. Today, the partial birth abortion ban was upheld. The 5-4 ruling now makes partial birth illegal in the United States of America. This is a significant event. I think a lot of people are going to agree that this is the end of Roe v. Wade. We will see the walls tumbling on the, in the abortion industry. And Reverend Rob Shank from the Faith in Action is here. Why don't you come on over here and tell us a little bit about this event today?
Well, it's a great day, Peter. For the first time, really, since 1973, we've seen the court make a definitive statement about the sanctity of human life. Unfortunately, in 1973, it was all downhill from there, because what they were saying was there are only certain human lives that have any value in our society. Now, Justice Kennedy, of all people, not the one that we normally think of as squarely on the side of life, has said that the state, meaning the government, has an interest in preserving the life of a child from the moment of conception. So this is a very, very big victory for the sanctity of human life.
I think the echo on this is going to be heard around the world.
Okay, so that's Rob Schenck. We hear him saying that this is a definitive statement for the sanctity of human life. That's just not true. The partial birth abortion ban, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, they said that when you do a partial birth abortion, you could pull the baby out to his navel and then rip off his legs, kill him. That is not a definitive statement on the sanctity of human life. That's wicked. It's evil. And he says Justice Kennedy is not a judge we normally think is squarely on the side of life. He's implying that in this ruling he was squarely on the side of life. He was squarely on the side of murdering unborn children, and he only issued this ruling because it affirmed at every point Roe v. Wade and Casey from 15 years ago, where the U.S. Supreme Court said, hey, we're merely regulating a medical procedure under the Commerce Clause. That's all we're doing. Okay. So anyway, some people say, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but who is Rob Schenck? You know, he's on National Pro-Life Radio. We never heard of that. Well, I'm sure you have heard of Focus on the Family. And we here at Bob and Yurt Live, we learned that when people called up 1-800-FAMILY and they asked about the partial birth abortion ruling, that they would be told that that ruling prohibited late-term abortions, that it outlawed late-term abortions. Not just a certain technique or urged abortionists to kill babies in different ways, but that it actually stopped late-term abortions. And so we called. We called 800-A-FAMILY, 1-800-A-FAMILY. You'll hear in this recording, you'll hear the dialing. And we thought, does it matter who we get? Because they have, 100 people or over 100 or a couple hundred people in their call center, their correspondence department, in the office of the president? And we thought, you know, it doesn't really matter who we get because this is throughout the whole Christian community, the whole pro-life movement. And so we'd like to let you hear this call from just about an hour ago. And so let's let it play and then we'll talk about it.
For calling Focus on the Family. This is Becky. How may I help you?
Hi, Becky. My name is Will Duffy, and I'm just calling to get some more information on the partial birth abortion ban. My church supports it, but I've got some pro-life friends that don't.
And let me go ahead and put you through to correspondence, and I'll let them know what you're needing to address, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. One moment.
Hello, this is Susan in the correspondence department. How are you today, Mr. Duffy?
Hi, Susan. Doing well.
I understand that you wanted more information on the partial birth abortion ban.
Yeah. I noticed that James Dobson and Focus on the Family thought it was a pretty big victory. Do you know off the top of your head what this partial birth abortion ban is going to do?
It's going to, the Supreme Court made it illegal for women to have an abortion in the last trimester.
Okay. So that'd be the 7th, 8th, and 9th month?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye now.
Okay. It's tragic that when we fight some battle as serious, as sober as the killing of unborn children, that part of our justification of our strategy is that we misinform everyone of what we've actually accomplished over 15 years. And we're saying everyone because one of the directors of Colorado Right to Life, Lolita Hanks, she's a registered nurse, she calls in to the program that airs in a number of states, syndicated, just before Bob and Yurt Live, Chuck and Larry Bates, News and Views, and they're celebrating this ruling, and they think, at least the founder of the program, Larry Bates, he thinks this outlawed late-term abortion. And you can hear it in his voice. Maybe someday we'll play that clip. You can hear that he is surprised that when Lolita Hanks says, this doesn't outlaw late-term abortion. This only outlaws one technique. And he didn't know that. After 15 years of pro-life leaders, Christian leaders, people in the media, including Larry Bates, talking about partial birth abortion and advocating this ban, which from the very first day was obvious to anyone who had any kind of responsibility or objectivity in this battle, to look at the ban and say, this doesn't ban the killing of a single innocent child. This is just a manual. This is a manual. This is a partial birth abortion manual on how to kill the unborn child in late in development. This explains how to do it. Pull the baby out to the navel and then kill it. Don't pull him out to the neck and kill it. So this is a 4-inch difference. And so it didn't matter, did it? It didn't matter who we got, who we reached, because we went down to Focus on the Family 2 years ago, the elders of Denver Bible Church, and we met with the vice president of public policy there, Tom Minery, and his legal staff, and we gave a presentation, Focus on the Strategy, the first version of it. Now the sequel is almost out on DVD. And we asked him, Tom, how many scheduled abortions will be canceled if the partial birth abortion ban goes into effect? And we discussed that for a minute or a couple minutes. And he was not happy about the thought, but he did concur that it's true that not one abortion would be canceled because of this ban, because the abortionists are trained in multiple techniques, and they would just kill babies other ways. And I asked him, I said, Tom, does your audience know that? Does your audience, right, when they give money to fight to uphold the partial birth abortion ban, when that's part of the fundraising pitch, do they know that this ban is toothless? In fact, it's also evil and destructive and harmful. It actually hurts the battle to save unborn children. But do they know it doesn't have the authority to save a single child? Do they know that? Tom Minery, how many people in your audience, when Dr. James Dobson speaks to his audience, how many know the truth about this ban? That it doesn't have the authority to save a single child. How many know? What percent? And I suggested it would be about zero, about no one in their audience, because they are part of the Christian pro-life community that has misinformed people by the millions into giving money and patting ourselves on the back for something that has been mostly a PR ploy. It's been a trick. And so when you're misinforming people by the millions, that also affects your staff. If you have 500 people on staff or 1,000 people on staff, well, they're going to believe it too. And this woman, this Susan, it's obvious to me just the fact by her participation in this ministry, she loves God, she loves the Lord, she's pro-life, she's against abortion. And she thinks that there's an actual victory. And when Will Duffy, who's my general manager, Will Duffy said, could you tell us what does this partial birth abortion ban do? Oh, well, the U.S. Supreme Court, they outlawed abortion in the third trimester. It's now illegal. All those babies will be saved. Oh, is that that's the 7th, 8th, and 9th months of the pregnancy? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's now outlawed. Now, what if she actually knew what the ruling has held? What if she knew what the ban really was? What if she had been taught that by Focus on the Family's radio program? And so then Will Duffy calls in and he asks, what does this partial birth abortion ruling mean? What does it actually do? And she said, well, they used to pull the baby out up to the neck and kill it. Now they can only pull it out to the belly button and kill it. That's what it does. And then Will would say, well, that sounds terrible. And she'd probably say, Susan would probably say, that does sound terrible, actually. And Will would say, you know, when they pulled it out to the neck and killed it, it was a lot quicker to kill it. Now the ruling says that they could rip off its arms and legs, and they could rip it apart, tear it apart in pieces, and it actually will take longer, and it's a more brutal way to kill a child. And she'd probably say, yeah, that is a more brutal way to kill a child. And Will would say, well, why is this a good thing? And Susan would say, I don't know why. It sounds pretty wicked. You see, but we need millions of people to pat us on the back and to go to the polls and to vote for the next Republican candidate. So we can't bear the truth. We have to let the masses know that we have momentum. We're on a roll. Laura Ingraham today on her national radio show, she was saying, you know, I really feel good about conservatism. I feel like we're about to make a resurgence. And we're going to get the Republicans back in the Congress. You know, that's what we're going to do. So when the truth is a casualty in the war from the side of the Christians, that's pretty serious. That's pretty serious. We expect the ACLU to lie. We expect Planned Parenthood to lie. We don't expect Christian pro-life leaders to lie. We don't expect duplicity from them. We expect them to be honest. And when kids are being killed and you're dishonest about what your goal is, what you're actually doing in 15 years of effort, time, money, imagine the tens of millions of dollars raised with the words partial birth abortion ban in the pitch line, in the fundraising letter, in the phone call. Imagine the tens of millions of dollars raised and all that money and all that effort given to a ban that never had the possibility of saving even a single child. In a moment, I'm going to play that call for you again. But first, I want to read an email from a gal, Lindsay. Lindsay, she's a registered nurse, RN. And she writes, hi, Bob. This is Lindsay. My husband and I want to encourage you that we are trying to reach everyone we know with the information from your program. We have also made a donation to the open letter to Dr. Dobson, and we have signed up for the BEL Televised Classics so that we can regularly support your ministry. That's pretty neat. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Today, as I was writing that email, I was also listening to Friday's Bob and Yurt Live radio show, and I heard the email that was sent by a friend of your program, and I heard that your audience was declining because of all these abortion programs. But I wanted to let you know how very thankful we are for all the information you have given in regards to this evil ruling. We have not been bored in the least these last few weeks. Rather, I personally have listened to several of the shows multiple times. Thanks again, and God bless you and your team, Brian and Lindsay Lester. Lindsay, RN. That's pretty neat. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Brian. Hey, God bless you and your team. Who's our team? Let's see, who's the team? Let me see if I could list them. We have Al Sharon. He's our office manager. We have Ray Graybar, producer. Michelle Ross, associate producer. Will Duffy, general manager. Nancy Ferwita, graphic artist. Jason Troyer, he's our videographer. He's produced a number of our videos, currently working on the master of Focus on the Strategy 2, the sequel. Connie Sharon, customer service. And Bob Inyart. I guess that's our team. That right now, right, over the months, the team changes. We have so many people help us, and I could easily add a dozen other people who've helped just in the last couple weeks. But I guess that's the team that's being thanked primarily. That's the core team. And Brian and Lindsay, thank you, and thank you for each of those we just mentioned. We appreciate your encouragement. Okay. So I want to hear that one more time. Remember that this partial birth abortion ruling, the justices, the five justices, all of whom were nominated by Ronald Reagan or George Bush or George W. Bush, they somewhat optimistically suggest that abortionists could come up with less shocking ways of killing these late-term babies. And they point out repeatedly, you could pull the baby out to the navel and kill him. You could rip his arms and legs off. You could rip him in pieces, use friction to rip him in pieces, cut him up. Whatever you want to do, you just can't do a textbook partial birth abortion unless the baby popped out that far inadvertently. If the abortionist says, well, I was only going to bring him out to the navel and kill him, but the baby came out further unintentionally, then you could go ahead and stab him in the back of the neck and do a textbook partial birth abortion on him. That's fine, because it's your intent. As long as your intent was to kill him consistent with our regulation, then you could kill him any old way you want to. We don't care about killing the baby. We just care about our legalism, our moral relativism, our legal positivism. We don't care about God's enduring command, do not murder. We just care that you abide by our regulations. That's the ultimate in hubris. The ultimate. That's like they want to kill Stephen. They're going to murder him. So there's a rule that you have to stone people outside the city walls. So they take him outside of the city and then they murder him. That's a perfect example of legalism. When you're a legalist, you don't care about right and wrong. You just care about following the rules. That's legalism. That's moral relativism. That's humanism. And that's hubris. So the pro-life community, in order to sustain its moral relativism, it has to say that it's achieving great victories. Because, you know, we're really paying a lot by dishonoring God and violating his enduring command, do not murder. That's quite a cost. So we better be getting something for this. So what are we getting for this? Well, Will Duffy called up today, focused on the family, and didn't ask for anyone in particular. It didn't matter. Just somebody in the call center. Of a couple hundred staffers, could I talk to somebody about partial birth abortion? Let's hear that again. Here we go.
For calling Focus on the Family. This is Becky. How may I help you?
Hi, Becky. My name is Will Duffy, and I'm just calling to get some more information on the partial birth abortion ban. My church supports it, but I've got some pro-life friends that don't.
And let me go ahead and put you through to correspondence, and I'll let them know what you're needing to address, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. One moment.
Hello, this is Susan in the correspondence department. How are you today, Mr. Duffy?
Hi, Susan. Doing well.
I understand that you wanted more information on the partial birth abortion ban.
Yeah. I noticed that James Dobson at Focus on the Family thought it was a pretty big victory. Do you know off the top of your head what this partial birth abortion ban is going to do?
It's going to, the Supreme Court made it illegal for women to have an abortion in the last trimester.
Okay. So that'd be the 7th, 8th, and 9th month?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye now.
All right, and you heard that we fast-forwarded that because the whole thing took about 6 minutes. Actually, it took about 6 minutes, and she went up and she tried looking on their website to find out what the partial birth abortion ban actually did. So we gave you the shortened version. We'll put the full call and then the shortened version on our website at kgov.com. Hey, we got an email, a notice from the Alabama Constitution Party, and they said, we too condemn this deceptive ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court and would like very much to be added to the list of those organizations condemning the partial birth abortion ruling. Thank you, and may God bless your efforts for God, family, and country. Mary Ann Crum, C-R-U-M, Chairman, Alabama Constitution Party. That's pretty cool. So thank you, Mary Ann. We appreciate that. We'll add you guys. And we'll put these calls up with the radio program today on kgov.com. We've raised now over $4,500 for our open letter to Dr. Dobson. Lord willing, that will appear in their local newspaper in Colorado Springs sometime, maybe, I would say, not this week, but next week, Lord willing. We'll see. And we're finalizing that letter now. So we'll keep you informed. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a neat school.